We were trying again to do the language of Tamil, and this time we made sure the script was right. We made sure that the man's accent was not just local, regional, what would cover everyone. We had covered everything, I thought. We took a week to record, and after it was done, we were doing many other things there, so this was not a failed trip, and what happened was an example to us of more that we need to do to communicate with people. It was totally done. On the way out in the hotel lobby, I turned to one of the men that was on the team, and I said, Solomon, it's we finally have Tamil, it's done now. And he said, well, yes. I thought, uh-oh. I said, Solomon, is there some problem? There's something? He said, well, there's a few words he didn't pronounce right. I'm thinking, well, we have 2 hours before maybe we can. I said, how many words? And he said, about 1,000. I said, 1,000. 1,000? Solomon, how could that be? What is? He said, he doesn't speak his words correctly. He didn't want to tell me that. We went through the whole thing, and the whole team knew that. But they wouldn't bring it up because that might hurt our feelings. Well, now we ask, does this man pronounce his words correctly? It's so relational that truth will take a back door to relationships. And you need to know that. This is called the whole worldview homework. And may I suggest to you that when God wrote the Bible, he did a worldview study first. And the more we use the design of God's word to deliver information and deliver the gospel and disciple, the less intensive worldview studies you're going to have to do. Now, I'm not talking about taboos or bridges or barriers, things you need to know about the people. I'm talking about how you deliver the gospel. The biblical model absolutely works. One more thing, a couple of other things, and then we'll get into the answer to these problems. What we have done traditionally in discipling and reaching foreign countries is we come with our Western literacy way of delivering information, and there will be some who respond, praise God. Often these are the people who have been to school, and they've been to schools that have been designed and run by Western missionaries originally. They respond, they learn in school, and then we take them back to our seminaries and our Bible school, and we teach them more Western literacy presentation. Then they go back to their people, and they're going to be very faithful and respectful, and they have done what is called syncretism, that is kind of mixing things in that shouldn't be mixed, and they think Christianity is delivered this way, so I must do it. And a very few people respond. You see, we've taught them to communicate the way we communicate to their own people, and they faithfully do it, and it doesn't work real well. And so the majority are not being reached